So I will now start for December 18, 2020, special oversight board meeting for the Richmond Tribune Youth Fund at 6:25. Can I get a roll call?
Yes. Now moving on to roll call. Board member Alvarado?
Here.
Here. Board member Dandy Evans?
Here.
Here. Coach Arniana?
Here.
Here. Board member Galloway? Absent. Board member Hextrom? Absent. Board member James? Absent. Co-chair Johnson?
I'm here.
Present. Board member Lee? Absent. Board member Lobos?
Here.
Here. Board member Cadet?
Here.
Here. And board member Cicada?
Here.
Here. With that, we have 7 board members present, which constitutes this as an official meeting of the Oversight Board.
Thank you very much. So now we'll move on to agenda item B, the agenda review and modification. So do we have any modifications to the agenda? Anyone would like to? Okay, can we get an approval? Motion to approve the agenda? Can we get a motion to approve the agenda?
All motion to approve the agenda.
Can we get a second?
I second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so we're moving on to item the approved. The agenda has been approved. Let's moving on to agenda item C, the report from the director. So we have a report this time.
Yes, so good evening, everyone. First, I really want to thank all of you for your extreme flexibility with us in the months of November and December. We have a lot has happened. We've made a lot of great progress. And know that this last meeting on a Friday night at 6:20 p.m. is something extra that we're asking you all to do. So we want to first thank you for your time tonight and apologize that the meeting started a little later than we planned, 6:20, but we had to make sure we adhered to that 24-hour deadline and we were gathering everything together. Once again, our sincere appreciation for being really flexible with us and being mindful of the fact that we've had so many meetings in November and December. We are recommending to take a break in January and come back at the first regular meeting in February, which would be February 1st. So we're hoping that is okay. We would still provide you with just updates in terms of what's happening in the month of January, but we will. We were thinking to give everyone a little break in January and come back fresh and bright February 1st. And also things to be thinking about between now and our next meeting in February, if that's okay, is that some items that we have talked about previously but want to bring back to the board for discussion. So we want you all to be thinking about it is, team building around the board. How do we better support our young people and adults on the board to make sure information is provided in a way that is accessible and digestible? Talk about the mission and the values, not only the board, but of the department and the fund. So there's just some additional work. We really had to jump into the community needs assessment, bylaw, strategic investment plan, but we do want to take a step back and really look at board development. So those are some things we will be coming back with in the new year. Also, of course, we'll be talking about grants and funding and all of that fun stuff. And with regards to approval of the strategic investment plan, thank you all again.
LaShonda, you froze.
Okay, well, LaShonda comes back in. I think I overseen. She's frozen. So unless you guys want to continue, David, can you make your announcement on public comment? Or should we just wait till after the presentation? Is there waiting for her to come back on? And you're on mute.
Sorry about that. I think while we wait for her to come on, back on, I can make an announcement in case anyone would like to raise their hand for public comment. That's okay. So I'll now read an announcement for anyone interested in public comment. Anyone make an oral comment, even if a written comment has previously been submitted. However, each speaker may only raise their hand once to make one oral public comment per agenda item. We will hold public forum very shortly. So if you'd like to speak during public forum, please raise your hand now. For comment by video conference, you can click on the participant button at the bottom of your screen and select the raise your hand button. And to comment by phone, you'll be prompted to raise your hand by pressing *9. And for the record, board member James joined at 6:27, board member Galloway joined at 6:28. So welcome.
Thank you, David.
And LaShonda let me know that she's having a bit of internet issues.
So do we want to move on to, yes. Consent? Oh, okay.
No, that's what was going to be my next one. Can we just move on to a public forum or the consent calendar until we get her back on?
Will do. So for public forum, we have one written public comment. So I'll go and begin reading it. It is by Cordell Hindler. And please note that public forum is the time to address matters and not the agenda, and all written public comments received by 3:50 p.m. today will be read to the Oversight Board during public forum, be considered a public record, put into the record, and be considered before Oversight Board action. We will also share public comment information as supplemental materials following the meeting. So one written comment we have is from Cordell Hindler, and it states as follows. Hello, David. I have a couple of comments for the record. Number one, I want to update the group that I did receive an email from the assistant principal at Richmond High, so I would set up a meeting with staff to talk with administration about the Oversight Board. Number two, my projects is coming along okay, and I will keep the group updated from time to time. Sincerely, Cordell. And it looks like we do not have any hands raised for public forum.
Okay, so we can now move on to item E, the consent calendar. We have four items on the consent calendar that need to be approved. Can we get a motion to approve those? Do we have any motion to approve the consent calendar of item E1, the minutes for the November 2nd, 2020 meeting? E2, approve the minutes for the November 30th, 2020 meeting. E3, approve the minutes for the December 10th, 2020 meeting, and approve the 2020 community needs assessment report. So can I get a motion to approve those four items?
I motion to approve.
I second.
Did you see who?
Yes, was that board member James for motion one, and then for second motion, board member Galloway?
Yes.
Okay.
Can we get a roll call, David?
Yes. And for roll call vote, you may say aye for yes, no for no, and also you may be able to abstain if you'd like. Board member Alvarado?
Aye.
Aye. Board member Dandy Evans?
Aye.
Aye. Co-chair Anyana?
Aye.
Aye. Board member Galloway?
Aye.
Aye. Board member James?
Aye.
Aye. Co-chair Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Board member Lobos?
Aye.
Aye. Board member Cadet?
Aye. Excuse me. Aye.
Aye. And Board Member Segueda.
Aye.
Aye. And with that, the consent calendar is approved unanimously.
Okay, thank you, David. So we will now move on to item. Is Bashanda back yet?
I think she might be.
I'm here, everyone. Sorry about that. My internet kicked me out, but I was done anyway with my report, so that worked itself right out. But I'm back.
Okay, well, thank you, Lashonda. Okay, so now we'll be moving on to item F. Approve the 2021-2024 request for proposal, the RFP, for grant application process to award funding to youth serving organizations beginning 2021. So do we have a report on that?
Yes, we do, Co-Chair Anyana, Patrick Seals. And so just want to thank you all for coming out again tonight. So this is a very important step that will begin a succession of additional important steps that you will have coming your way. And that is to approve the request for proposal and grant application for organizations and to basically authorize us to go ahead and release the RFP before December 31st, on or before December 31st of 2020. Next slide. So how did we get here? So you all have seen this graphic quite a bit over the last 2 or 3 months, and it basically kind of charts how we come to the state that we are. Obviously the adoption of the Kids First Initiative, the formation of the department, and then the Richmond Fund for Children and Youth Oversight Board, which you all currently serve on. We went through as rigorous a community needs assessment as time would allow, which included interviews, focus groups, surveys, community forums, and subsequent one-on-one interviews. You all got presentations from staff and also our consultants, HTA, on the strategic investment plan, approved it. And then after you approved it, it went to the city council for their approval. So this is where we are. And so we're looking to move to this next step here on this diagram. David, if you could press. So at our last two meetings, we addressed or spoke about elements or components of the community needs assessment, and you all gave us actually some really, really wonderful feedback. At your November 30th meeting, we talked about the timeline. We discussed the application categories, and for your recollection, we talked about those small and emerging, collaborative, and single agency. We went over the funding summary and spoke about what the principles were in relationship to that, as far as how much could organizations ask for, our encouragement that organizations in conjunction with those who receive an award also do fundraising, and indirect and direct cost. And we also addressed some results-based accountability. At our last meeting, December 10th, we then dove deep into some of those, the RP structure. And then we talked about, again, that funding summary, and we clarified a lot of that terminology and phrasing, just so that there was clear understanding from everybody about what we meant and what we were expecting. We then referenced and went over some of the questions and the scoring, how grant applications or proposals would be evaluated and scored. And you all gave, again, rich feedback on that. And we updated you on some of the timeline dates as it relates to when the grant application would be received and when we plan to host some of the information sessions, et cetera. Next slide. So just for review, I'm not going to go over all of this, but here is your RP or grant application structure as it stands. There is an introduction which speaks to your role and place in this process, some of the outcomes of the community needs assessment, and the priority populations. It also moves into the application process, which is eligibility and funding amounts and applying, which we went over again as we talked about at some length over the past two meetings. You all are very familiar with the funding priority areas around behavioral health and education, out of school time and violence prevention, access to basic needs, information. You guys were critical in getting to that point. There is some proposal instructions and guidelines for people, which speaks to some of the questions that we've addressed, and also the review criteria, and then some basic elements that the organizations who will apply will need to provide us, which are required documents based off of compliance with certain policies as government agencies. And finally, there is the funding recommendation, which is again in compliance with city policy as it relates to them having to get business licenses, et cetera, and also your role in reviewing those applications and that once they're awarded, they'll have to enter in a contract and have insurance, et cetera, just to cover any potential liabilities. And then there's an additional compliance section, which speaks to them having to comply with city ordinances as it relates to how much they pay their workers and things like that, which ultimately you don't have control or purview over. It's just required for anybody doing city basic business here in the city. Next slide. So as you all were providing us some feedback, we also shared the RFP with, if you could press spacebar again for me. We also shared the RFP with some partners, other departments of children and youth. We shared it with the Kids First Coalition, and we also got some feedback around HTA. And this was not necessarily about decision-making, but more some of those technical elements around administrating the grant or the RFP. I will share with you that in our meeting with the Kids First Initiative, they gave us feedback around the spirit of collaboration and really encouraged us to make sure that we highlighted how centering youth voice is very important in the process and understanding that the nature of collaboration and that looks different and providing space for different elements of collaboration, either in implementation, design, development, et cetera. Next slide. So the proposed timeline, again, I'm sharing with you, our goal is that with your approval, we'll be able to release on or before December 30th. We plan to host three technical or information sessions between January 18th and February 3rd. We're going to allow for organizations to submit questions. We hope we're going to receive the grant applications, again, with your approval on Friday the 19th. Again, all of this process will be online. Organizations will be submitting applications or uploading applications to us electronically. And this is twofold or more. What we want to do is improve efficiencies around how we manage our grants. And also we want to take into consideration minimizing or mitigating any risk as it relates to COVID and coming in contact with people and or handling physical or tangible documents. And so this is our opportunity to address that and make sure that not only those who apply are going to be safe, but staff and you all who will be reviewing will be safe. Next slide. So here it is that we stand. So what we like to do, hopefully, is get your approval on the request for proposal. Hopefully we can get a motion and approval for approving the request for proposal. I will tell you that department staff will copy edit the RFP, and basically it's a fancy word for proofread the RFP for continuity, make sure all the dates are the same, make sure all the formatting is the same, clarify anything that could be unclear or confusing, and to make sure as it relates to implementing the RFP and subsequently or after the RFP, the grant application, that we're in compliance with all city rules. And so we're going to make sure that our city attorney's office make sure that we're in proper standing in that way. Given your approval tonight, department staff will release the RFP by Thursday, December 31st of this year. And I just wanna let you know, if you approve, and we're hopeful that you will, The Oversight Board's next action or decision will be to select a subcommittee to participate in review, right? So as LaShonda referenced earlier, our goal is to come back at your first meeting in February 1st. During that meeting, we would love to discuss how a subcommittee or subset of you all could participate in reviewing the RFPs again, which would then be turned into us about 3 weeks later on the 19th. So that concludes my report. I'm available to answer any questions if there are any, or clarify anything if there needs to be.
I have one. If the board members had desire or wanted to listen in or sit in on these workshops, is that a possibility?
Absolutely. I would absolutely to do that. And we would love to see you. We would love to introduce you and let people know that you all were vital, literally, to crafting this, because at this point, no one will have seen this document. And once they release it, because I'll just say this, for a lot of organizations, the RP will be their first attempt at applying for a grant of this type, this size. And so we would love for you all to be present and hear what type of questions they ask, what type of feedback you all might be able to provide and provide to us, because again, this is our first time. And so this will definitely be a learning opportunity for us all. The RFP and staff will improve, you all will improve, because we're going to hear feedback and comments and be able to take that moving forward.
And Yana, if I can, or Coach Yana, if I can, I just want to add that part of the decision to take a break in January is that we have these additional meetings and sessions that we need to have take place. So we know as staff, we're going to be getting lots of questions from applicants about the RFP. And then we want to have these three sessions. And we will invite you to every session that we have. If there are other things that we decide to add on in the month of January, we'll make sure that you are all aware of it. And one thing that I think worked really well for the community forums is, you know, if a board member wants to welcome, you know, people to the meeting or say a few words at the end in terms of thank you, I think that's a really nice way to make sure the board is really incorporated and engaged and involved in what the department is also doing.
Will people be able to look at our website if they have any additional questions or things that they want to go over and think, well, that all be on our website for them to see?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Cool. So I'm sorry, I was kind of loud. I apologize.
Okay.
Absolutely. And so this gets into some of that clarity work. So you all will approve. I'll be working with the department to basically create a dedicated webpage for the RFP so that the information and questions that, first off, releasing it so people can access the documents necessary to apply. Also to set up a timeline. In addition to the information sessions, we're going to have a period where people can submit questions and we will respond with a document that answers all of those questions, kind of like a FAQ. So absolutely, we're going to, again, that's that. Your approval will give us some permission to make sure that things are clear. We can make sure that things are clear. And during that process, Mike, we will be sharing any updates that we make around that with you all so that it could be something that you could preview as well.
And if I could add to that, we also will be videoing one of the sessions, maybe not the first, because we like to have an opportunity to get it right the first time before we put it on video. So maybe the second, we would, you know, video one of them and also put it on the website. So those who could not attend would still be able to get the information and see the interaction and see the presentation from staff.
Okay, so do we have any more questions or comments from the board?
I have another question. Okay, so this may have been covered in the, like, way back when we first started. I'm sure it's in our binder. But I guess my, the gist of my question is, if I so choose to be on a subcommittee, I want to know the rules and legalities around, like, I just know a lot of people that run nonprofits in this community and in the East Bay, and I even have family members that have them, or, you know, so if I have a personal relationship with someone applying, do I just not get be involved in that decision? How do we handle that?
That's a great question. And so, and I appreciate you for thinking that way before we even get to that point. And so, so board member Lobo, so there are some options. At our February 1st meeting, we will have an item that will be about serving on a subset or subcommittee to be a part of a review. One option, and these are options, right? One option is if you are, if you serve in a capacity with an applicant on any other board, the recommendation would be that you would recuse yourself, right? And so that is an option totally from reviewing. If, for example, you have personal relationships with maybe say, let's say there are applicants and there are three or four that you know personally and are inclined to like, right? What you could do is recuse yourself from those particular applications, right? So you might not necessarily review those applications. And if you felt like for example, we know organizations, staff knows organizations that will be applying. And we might happen to like the organizations or be thoughtful or considerate of their work. But we are also capable of being objective in our review of the material. And so if you are serving and you feel like you could do that, then that would be an option. But I'll tell you a hard stop, just so that you're clear. If you are serving on an advisory committee, if you are paid by an organization, you have been solicited by them to do work or volunteer for them, that it would be a hard stop as far as reviewing an application. LaShawn, I don't know if you have any additional.
Yeah, just really quickly, I think what Patrick said is good. We will on the first provide some more explicit instructions for the board around who can and who cannot be on the subcommittee, when you have to recuse yourself, when you don't. So we'll be more explicit about that. A reminder that when you applied to even be on the oversight board, one of the questions that we asked is if you are a paid employee or board member of a board. As an adult, if you were, you were not even supposed to be on this board for any organization that may be able to get funding. So hopefully that is still true for all of you. And that, as Patrick stated, really to be thoughtful about your ability to be objective when reviewing applications, knowing when you need to recuse yourself. And then also, what we could do, we haven't fully figured this out, is because we have six different categories and people will be able to apply for different ones. It might be that, for that example, board member Lobos, if you know you know a lot of people and have a lot of interest around the behavioral health area, maybe that's not the area in which you want to or should be able to review. Unless you know, this is my area, I don't know a lot of folks and I can be objective. Maybe you want to do out of school time and look at those applications. So I think there's different ways for people to be involved, and we will provide a lot more clarity and information on February 1st. But I agree. Thank you so much for the question.
Okay, thank you, Board Member Lobos. So do you have any further questions or comments about this item? So with no further questions or comments, we want a motion to approve. Anyone want a motion to approve?
I make
I second.
Okay. So just to clarify, that was Cather and Galloway, correct?
Yes.
Motion? Okay. Sounds good. And then before roll call vote, just clarify, we do not have any written public comment.
Okay, so we have a motion on the table to approve the 2021-2024 request for proposal for the RFP or grant application process. Motion by Galloway.
A motion by Cather and then seconded by Board Member Galloway.
So can we get a roll call for
approval? Yes. Board Member Alvarado?
Aye.
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 Board Member Dandy Evans?
Aye.
Aye. Coach Arniena?
Aye.
Aye. Board Member Galloway?
Aye.
Aye. Board Member James?
Aye.
Aye. Co-Chair Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Board Member Lobos?
Aye.
Aye. Board Member Cader?
Aye.
Aye. And Board Member Cicada?
Aye.
Aye. And with that, motion approves unanimously with Board Members Hegstrom and Board Member Lee absent.
Just want to say congratulations. I'm sorry, Coach Arniena. I just want to say congratulations to you all again to have a, and LaShonda, I apologize. I'm stepping on your toes. Are you around? Okay. I just want to say congratulations and thank you. As I'll be honest with you, I think, you know, I've heard people remark to us as staff at how much they appreciate us and how we try to be responsive and take into consideration your feedback. But I also want to let you know that as department staff, we appreciate you all. You all are outstanding individuals. You are engaged, you are passionate, and you are becoming more and more informed about this. You are experts about City of Richmond. You are experts as it relates to relating to young people in your neighborhoods and in your families. And we appreciate that when you come to these board meetings, that you come willing to share that expertise. And so we are grateful to have such a group of you all. You are our delight. And I have supported other boards and commissions. And I just want to tell you again, you all are a delight to work with and to report to, just because I appreciate the stance and the position and the places that you come from. So I just want to thank you again for your effort.
And Patrick, you did not step on my toes, but I did have my hand up first, and I'm just playing. But thank you. Congratulations to the board. We are taking steps and leaps, moving to where we need to be. So thank you for your time and energy. And I just wanted to let the board know the connection that this board has to other initiatives, just so you kind of see how things are fitting together. And I just thought that would be interesting information for you all. So while this application is for organizations providing services to young people, and when we have a minimum and a maximum, for those organizations that feel like, you know what, that's a lot of work for me, that might be asked, I don't need that much money, there is the Environmental and Community Investment Agreement grant, the ECIA grant. It actually was just released tonight. And so the application amount is smaller in terms of the award amount is smaller. So organizations that aren't ready for the Department of Children and Youth grant or don't provide services to young people, but maybe provide more services to families, seniors, can still apply for funding. The funding cycles are about the same. And then we also have a community services mini grant, which goes up only to 5,000. So it really, we have these various grants here in the City of Richmond for which we are connected to also as your staff that allow organizations in Richmond to apply for funding, depending on where they are as an organization, so that they can still meet the needs of the community. And then we are also as staff, involved with the Richmond Rapid Response Fund, which has collectively with the support of other community-based organizations and foundations have raised almost $700,000 to support Richmond residents around basic needs, which is one of, and housing support. And so it really does connect the work really, really well. And your staff are sitting on multiple committees and parts of multiple initiatives to make sure that our young people and their families' needs are met even outside of the Department of Children and Youth Work. So thank you, because what you tell us and share with us, we actually can take and make sure it's brought to other places. So thank you again for your work. Have an amazing break, and we will see you in the new year.
Can I? I'd like to say something. Just so the folks know on the board, I believe you can still watch the unanimous vote of the city council up on YouTube. Believe me, I could not stay awake. I don't know how you, it was the last thing. Was it close to like midnight or something?
And 11:57 p.m. Yes.
But it was so late. They decided they didn't even need to hear the presentation. But it was still a thrill to watch them vote yes. And every single one of our city council and our mayor said yes to the fund. So it was really exciting.
And I'll share a link to the video also with all the board members too.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Okay, so I guess this is the end of our December 18th special meeting for the Children and Youth Oversight Board. I want to give everyone a really big thank you for coming in today and spending your Friday night with us. And also, really appreciative of the work that we've been able to do this year. And, we should be really proud of ourselves. I count myself in. What we've been able to do. So be really appreciative. I thank you guys all for being present, for sitting here and doing the work. Staff, thank you again. You guys have been that guiding, I think, light in the work that we have been able to do. And, I really appreciate the support that you've been able to, give us all. And I think, I'm speaking, I think for the whole board, in some way, form, or fashion, we all appreciate it. And I want to wish you guys all a, happy holidays. I can't wait to see you guys back next year. It seems like so far, but it's not. And, I think, we're going to have a great year this year. So thank you all. And, happy holidays to everyone. And enjoy your time off, whoever has some, but enjoy it. And this concludes our December 18th special meeting for the Youth and Children Oversight Board of the City of Richmond.